Okay, we were discussing yesterday the Gemara. That is, Rabbi said, regarding Eidei Saita, there's three Michalukim. There's Eidei Tuma, Eidei Stira, there's Eidei Kinoi. The Eidei Tuma everyone holds that there is Karmen Shavua. The Eidei Kinoi everyone holds no Karmen Shavua. The Eidei Stira, that's Machlokes, and that's a Shaila of that we're going to Mama Kamam Dami, not Kamam Dami. We had yesterday that seemed that the Machlokes of Shainim. What's the gather of Garen L'mamen? Rashi says Garen L'mamen is the reason why it's called Garen L'mamen is because it's suffix. Suffix. Which Bamis and Lefirashi is a little funny. And the Gemara says the reason why Akam made them Eidin Kinoi is Garen Magaren. Eidei Stira, it's a suffix. Maybe she'll be Maida.
I'm saying it's in Rashi.
What? So far, everything I'm saying is in Rashi. Then the Gemara says, Eidei Kinoi is Garen Magaren. As Rashi says, Afminucha, and then at the Tzarech lay this dira. She avoided this dira. Afhem mechayim raisa. The enem mechayim raisa. I see the algarim hem shemivin raisa. The shdias mayim. Hashem miras mayim taida. So what's the edikin is garim lagarim? Hey, this because maybe the edisir won't come. The Edikin alone is Garim Lugarim because like Svek Svek. And as according to Rashi, it's Garim Lamamin. The Garim Lamamin made this theory is because of Suffolk, right? Maybe she'll be made, maybe she won't. It's not La Dafka, it's not for sure that I'm going to be hired Gai Mamin. I'm being mapped to the Gai Mamin. That's Machlaikis, whether the Garim Lamamin is Kamamin or not. But what's by Edikinui, where it's Gemara says Garim Lugarim? So it's like an extra Suffolk. The Edikinoi still a suffix maybe, he says whether or not the Edikinoi will come. And it's right in the suffix. That's Rashi. The Rimagash, we said, was Mashma, not like that. The Rimagash was Mashma, true to the words of the Gemara, that Edikinoi is Garim Maman, Edikinoi is Garim Magarim, because the Eidik Stira is a step away from the Mammon. You're not being made in the Mammon, you're just being made that there was a Stira. You don't know B'chal, this is Chiv Ksuba, not. You have nothing to do with Chiv Ksuba. You're just saying that there was Stira. Mamela, that would allow the aid Tumba to be made, which would make her lose Ksuba. So you're just setting the stage for the tumah to be, the eight tumah to be believed, and meila, that's why it's called gairim. And that's machlek is whether or not you chayiv eid kamishul for that. And the kin is gairim megairim because it's two steps away, not because there's more of a suffix. Stop pasha because it's two steps away, because it's gairim megairim because the eid kin allows for the eid stira, right? And the stira allows for the eid tumah to be met to be naman. So that's why it's garim the garim. I mean, according to Rimagash, the Chayas Tam, the Lashon Gemara is more gishmak. I was wondering maybe the Binafkamina, I'm not sure. Let me throw it out to the island, see what they think. Whether this is Binafkamina to Rashi and the Rimagash. The Gabe, the Rashash. The Rashash over here makes an interesting point. Rashash says that when we talk about Eidei Kinoi being Vadai, no Karmen Shavua, Eidei Stira, Machlokes, Eid Tumah, Vadai, Right? Says the Rashash, that's Dafka when it came in that order. Right? That's the normal thing. First you find Edekina, then you find Edestir, and then you find Edetoma. But let's say, by the time the Kinoi came around, yeah, there were already Eid Tuma and Eid Estira. The way it worked out, by the time he got to the Eid Kinoi, he had already, right, he had already, there was an Eid Tuma and Eid Estira. Yeah? So now it comes to the Eid Tuma, Eid Kinoi. And he said, be made for me. And they deny, whatever, right? They swear, chulo. Dr. Rashash, b'chayagavna, there's a chay, everyone's mind is this carbon shvua. Everyone's mind is carbon shvua. Why? Because my edus is the final piece of the puzzle, and my edus is going to be m'chayiv, is going to vadiv m'chayiv mamon. Because the Eide steer by alone and the Eide Tum alone are worthless. But now, me adding the Eide Tumma, the Eide Kinoi, that's what does it. So Meila, he says, if he's there, in that case, everyone, Adrab, everyone might that the Eide Kinoi will be Chayav Karban Shvua. Yeah? So now, and what then? But Eide Stira, etc. If the Eide Kino were already there, and the Eide Tum was already there, but by the time the Eide Stira come on the scene, same thing, right? I was wondering, maybe this is totally in Rashi and the Rimagash. Because if you Rashi, then it's Pasha what he says. If you Rashi, what makes a girl a mammon? Because it's a suffix. Right? Suffolk, whether my edus is going to cause mammon, is going to cause loss of money to you. That's the shadow of the carbon shvua, right? But, so male Dr. Shash, Chagavna, that everyone else came before you, you're the last guy in, so then there's no suffolk anymore. There's no suffolk anymore. So then, Vadi Chayev Karban Shvua, because my Eidus will be Gairim Karban. My Eidus will be Gairim Chiyev Mamet. So Mele is Vadi Karban Shvua. I'm a simple Fidri Magash. Even though, right, technically at this point in history, the Eidus of the Eide Kinoi will be Mechayev Mamet. But it could be l'fi l'rim gash, saif ko saif, it's two steps away from the mammon. Be'etzem, it's sad my edus is not directly on the mammon. So according to the rim gash, the issue is it vadai, or how much of a suffix, one suffix, two suffix, that's not the issue. According to the rim gash, we're handling the very nature of my edus. Is my edus an edus of mammon, or is my edus an edus that indirectly is nogeh to mammon, or is my edus an edus that's indirectly nogeh to mammon? And like the way the Rimagash stells an effect, there's three halakim to the parasha of Saita. There's the kinoi, there's the stira, and the kinoi allows for the stira, and then the stira allows for the nemanis of the etoma. So the Pshat said, "So being made on the tumma, being made on the tumma, that's being made. That's like Rim Gash speaks out of Farish. That's being made on mammon. It's just like saying that the guy paid. Yeah, that he mammon just speaks to that. It's just like saying the guy paid. Being made on the tumma, right? Because we made a tumma, saying that she's tumma. That is your edus is that she doesn't get ksuba, right?" Saying that she had kino, saying that she had stira, is not saying bechal. It's not the etzim toichen of the edus. It's not saying anything about her being chayiv mamon or not. It's true that at this point in history, right now, it's gonna be my edus is gonna what's gonna push her over the edge and mechayiv her mamon and take away the ksuba. But the nature of my edus doesn't change whether who came before, who came second. Yeah? Because the nature of the Eidus of Tumah is Mammon. The nature of the Eidus of Stira is that it will allow for the Nemanis of the Tumah. So that's indirect. I'm not being made a Mammon. I'm being made at something which could cause Mammon. The nature of the Eidus of Kinoi allows for Stira, which allows for Tumah. So it's indirectly indirect. And therefore, there's no carbon shore. So to me, it would seem that the Rimagash would argue under Rashash. The whole Rashash is only Lefi, the Mahalach of Rashi, and not Lefi, the Mahalach of the Rimagash.
Where does Rashi say that the reason why it's going is because of the Zohar?
I mean, Rashi seems to say that's... Rashi says it's Goyim. Why? Because Rashi says Shema. Why is it being in the Shema? Shema is
Mayim. Why is
that? The
Edom are being made to be with Tavish Shvuah.
What?
That's
it.
Rashi
also says that. Shema Goyim La Shetei Maida. It's not because it's a suffix that's what makes it only grammar. What context?
Context of the shul.
What? One second.
He's not saying that it's the Efshah that makes it the makes it only Garim Mammon.
Rashi is telling me why is there a Tzad Mammon over here? Is it Tzad Mammon because Shema maybe Shali Maida? That's just why it's had mammon, but not that's why it's only garin l'mammon and not mammon.
He said before it's shul.
One second. Where Rashi before where?
The end of Homer Rabbi.
Shamin the time there was a mishum k'sabar dav garin l'mammon k'mammon dami. No, they also could be saying just why it's Gairim. You have to explain where's the Mammon over here, right? Where's the Gairim Mammon? It's Gairim Mammon because maybe, or Raiv, whatever it is, maybe Raiv that people won't want to swear and they'll pay. But the question on the table right now is is really more the other mandama, right? Mandama that Garel Mamma is Lavka Mammon, yeah. What's the chsarn? Is the chsarn because it's removed? It's a step away, or is the chsarn because it's only a suffix? That's our question over here. You know what he's saying? Rashi never said it. Rashi never said it, that that's the chsarn in Garel Mamon. Rashi just explained the positive side of it, why it is Garel Mamon, but maybe the issue of Garel Mamon is because it's a step removed, like your Magash. How do we know B'chal is a Machlaikis? Maybe everyone learns Kipshutai that Garel Mamon is one step removed, that's a Machlaikis, and two steps removed, everyone holds no. And all the Rashi's that said, all the Rashi's are talking about Al Tzad Gur Mammon Kamamon. Rashi explained, where's the Mammon over here? Rashi said that the Mammon is because of a Tzad. But not that that's what makes a Gur Mammon. What makes Gur Mammon is because it's indirect. Not because it's a suffix. So Mela, okay, I hear. So if he's there, then the Rashash is not even Firashi. If he's there. Right. So Rashash didn't want that one upon him, it seems. Right? Say it. I mean, I'm not sure about the Rashash, but I'm saying that. Fine, I hear.
Well,
at
first,
I didn't
why
Rashash
is not like Rim Gash.
Because I think that according to the Rim Gash, or maybe Rashi, Kondiasi, then the nature of Eide Tuma, the Rim Gash like speaks it out Mamish very, very strongly. That's Mamish Eidus on Mammon. You're being made that you pay it back, he says. Mamish has very, very strong words over there when he describes why Eide Tuma is Eidus Mammon. Yeah? And Eide Stira is not Eide's Mammon. I'm not being made on the Mammon. I'm just being made on the Stira. So then who cares if we already know that Aide, your Eidus, you're going to be Mechayiv Mammon. But Saif Kasaif, your Eidus is not an Eidus of Mammon. Your Eidus is an Eidus of Stira. Stira allows for the Nemanis of the Eid Toma. So Saif Kasaif, even though it happened, the order came, the Eide Tuma came first, but Saif Kasaif, the Eide Stira is not Eidus on Mammon. The Eidus Stira, by definition, is Eidus which allows for the Eide Tuma, which is Eidus of Mammon, to work. So that's why I would say the Rashash is wrong, certainly for the Rima Gash. That's why the Rashash is only going, if it's a Shishai, if it's off Suffolk, okay, so at this point it's not a Suffolk anymore. That's why it's the Rima Gash. At this point, it's not a Suffolk. All the pieces are in place except your little piece. So it's by you putting in that piece. So that's it. It's gonna take off, right? So that's why Rashash makes a difference. Who came first? Yeah. So according to Guri Magash, we don't say that. So according to where Yossi is saying, maybe Rashi is talking. Maybe there is no machlokes. There's no machlokes. Okay. Fine. Okay, that was one point from yesterday. Oh, so the Gemara over here, the Gemara says the difference between Garim Mammon and Garim the Gair. So over here, there's a big question to Rishonim. Is this limited to our sugya of Shvuas Eidus? Or is this Negei also in the sugyas of Garmi? That in the sugyas of Grama, I mean, it's Machlaikis, whether we're Dan Dina Garmi. And so the question is, whatever differentiates Garmi and Grama, if in Sheetz and Rishonim, what makes something called Garmi, what makes something called Grama? But in Shvi, Garmi is chayiv. What about a case of a garim the garim of garmi? Is that pot? There's a svara of garim the garim. Is that a svara only in karpin shvua? Was that even a svara in chiyuv of garmi. So the Rajba over here, the Ritva, says Kaimon Krabbanon, the Rabbim Ninu. Void Samasiko Asayu. Koshali, but Kaimon and Zokin command this lady in the garmi. Hold this lady in the garmi. Is the Dover Garl Mammon, command on me. Imukhabadi Baba Kama. Can Kashi Zahilsa? So we say if we paskin, what does the Gemara say? It's machlekes. A good double girl and mama commandment on me. Machlekes tanayim over here. Whether it's carbon shvua by Eide stiro or echad. The Lord of Shimon said, you chayim, because double girl and mama's commandment. Chum say, you potter. We pass it. Chum got carbon shvua. Like the Rajba. So why the Gabe? Why Gabe Garmi? Do we say Gabe Paskin? We don din the Garmi. We Paskin the yard don. Serve. What's the classic case of Garmi? Is you serve shteres v'shchadei, right? Now he can't collect. You burn his shtar, he can't collect. He chayiv. So and he says, okay, after this sugi over there, but he says that's mvur in the Gemara and Tais over there at Melkama that man that don't give the dinner garmi, you're also chayiv by dover garl and mammon. The hainu, what's the case of the dover garl and mammon? When you have something, let's say a carbon, right, which betzem has no value, it's hektish. Nervos, for me it has value. Why is that value for me? Because I was machayiv myself being carbon. And I'm using this animal for my chayiv. Right? So for me it has value, for me it's garl and mammon. That's a shayla. You chayiv over there. It's called by the dove garal mammon. It's commandment on me or not. Now, and the Rajba says before in the sugya that if you dan dinah the garmi, then kol shken you dan dove garal mammon. Dove garal mammon. So in Cain, we have a steer in the sugyas. In our sugya, we pass a chamim that dove garal mammon is not commandment, and you put the carbon shvua a garal mammon. Over there, we say we're done dealing the garmi. Means the chardav of garl mammon is commandment on me. You know, it's not mammon itself, but it's garl mammon. That's called mammon. Yichayu. Because tira, look the Raj, v'loi, dochashani, lechay v'tayra ela bechvira shema'abed mammon mamish. Zel machmas kvira shel mammon mamish. Moment zem mamish, whatever. Point is, you be ma'abed, idea kfir be ma'abed his money. Moment zem mamish, probably better. Okay, machmas kfir shel zeh. Kamil el, emel yagim nasavayna, maritel malkim shezem agim vezem es chayiv. Af on an oimer, le maritel malkim shezem agim vezem es chayiv. I will go here and Lerminon, Ludas Yabon, Makam Kavasayu. Avogad bin Zokin, Kol Shagorim the Momin, Mazik Khashvinole. Dr. Ajba, there's a difference between the parish of Karban Shvua and the parish of Mazik. By Mazik, we say that Govagar the Momin is Chayiv. Karmi is Chayiv. Shenkein by Linyin Karban Shvua. There we say that Moyagiv and Asavainoi Vemarti al Mokim Shazem Magiv Vizem is Chayiv. Meaning, it has to be that Aliday, me not being Meyid, someone's going to lose. Right? So that we say, the parish of Karban Shvua is totally in your edus directly impacting on the Tevea. That Ayide, your edus, he could have gotten the money, and now that you're not made, he's going to lose his money. That's the parish of Karban Shvua. So it has nothing to do with the parish of Mazik, Karban Shvua. Karban Shvua has to do with the fact that your edus was directly gerim him to lose. That's the parash of Karban Shvuah. The Meila, there's no, you can't ask one to the other. We're not talking about the parash of Mazik, we're talking about the parash of Karban Shvuah. Karban Shvuah is different rules. So it's only when it's direct. What?
Does Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon agree with this, that Shvuah is different?
Yes. He might agree with that. Let's see. He holds that. Look, the Raj was holding the Torah over here. That Miliagiv and Osav Vaynli Martel Makom Shazem Magiv Zemes Chayim. He might hold. They don't need that. Should be Mamish direct. Yeah. He holds that if it's indirect, it's also Zemes Chayim. So if your Adis is causing him loss, doesn't have to be. He's arguing fundamentally what the site of Karban Shvuah is.
Rishpa said that clearly. He said it,
what?
Rishpa said explicitly that you can switch it. Whatever you hold about the machlokes.
Right. We're spoken about that. The two things don't do with each other. Either way. Now. Oh. So the Ramban, these are going to be. Things down. Sashita, that the question is in Hilchos Din de Garmi, do we say that Garim de Garim is Potter or not? Says Ramban. Ban says that this we say that Garmi is Chayiv, it's even when it's two steps. Even Garm of Garmi, I know you Garm, I'm assuming means you Garm in a way that that's what wouldn't chayiv you alt karmi. You were gairim the sreif of shresh chaveri. Okay, so in other words, you didn't rip the shtar b'yadayim. You were gairim the sreifa. Guess in a way that that's the movie mchayiv alt karmi. So it's garmi the garmi. Let's call. He calls garmi the garmi. Garmi the garmi. Now the question is when it's two steps away, do we say that even the dan dir garmi you chayiv or not? Says the Ramban, Yechayiv. Yechayiv for Garmi, Yechayiv in Garim Garmi also. Lekalad Muya Klal, he didn't mean have a carbon shvua. How come Moedin made the Saita, made the Kinoi the Potter? Where our Gemara says that there's a difference between Garim, yeah, and Garim the Garim. Even Lazar Rav Shimon that says Yechayiv by Karma Shua by Gairim, you're not Chayiv by Gairim to Gairim. So Meil Chayiv Huadin will say that Yechayiv Mamun of Mandal Din Garmi will say that Yechayiv on Garmi, be not Chayiv on Gairim to Gairim. Says the Ramban, no. There's no Tushtel, because again, Lachar like the Raj, but there's two different sugyas. There's two definitions. One is the parish of Karma Shua. As a parish of being chayiv for din garmi, they don't do with each other.
What exactly is the chilk?
One second. Hagamayne, tahasam lechayiv et tayra shvua or carbon shvua, ella al shvuas eidos hamachayev es mamon oigeremes. So even if you're buzzer of Shimon, that we say okay, even garemes, al garim the garim kfiras dvarimu. It's called Kfiris Dvarim. So Lagabi Karban Shvuah, there you partner. But Lagabi Chiyav Mammon, Lagabi Chiyav Mammon, when you're Mamish a Mazik, when you're a Mazik, even you Mazik with Grama, so if you hold Mani Don Din Rami, if you hold your archive, you Mazik with Grama, then who cares if it's a double Grama? So if you're a Mazik. So if you're a Mazik.
Is this
a
din of
like Mazigan,
or is it
din of,
I'm saying, is it like a din of Adis?
Or Shavu Seidus?
Is it like
Adim
in general, or just
Shavu Seidus? I don't mean
Adim
in general. Too much
Shavu Seidus. We're doing it.
told, our sugya Shavuos Eidos. Shavuos Eidos, you only chayiv a carbon Shavuos. Shavuos Eidos when it's direct, according to the Chachamim. If you roll the b'shem, and even when it's indirect, megarim megarim that. In other words, you don't do the parish of Mazik over here. From the parish of Mazik. So therefore, you can't bring a raya from one to the other. That's what the Rajba says about him. Same he said of the Rajba. You have a shayla of Keren, the Chomer, and we pass in, we were done doing Rami. And over here we pass in, the Inachayiv, even by one grama. They don't do with each other. Man's going in Rosar B'Shimon. Rosar B'Shimon says, the Inachayiv for grama. The Inachayiv for Garim the Garim. What about Garmi? What about Gavi Garmi? It's not a riot. Now, the problem is that there are some serious Rishonim that hold, but all not like that. The Ktzais, the Shem Pevav, I'll give my bring it, says, now he brings down that there's some heavy duty Rishonim over here. And they argue. You have the Ravid brought down the Sefer Trumas. That when Rabban says, whoever learns that one from the other is Chayiv Mishum Klayim, so he's accusing the Ravid of being Chayiv Mishum Klayim. The Ravid says that Garim the Garim is Pater based on our Sugya. Based on our Sugya. Yeah, it was a case of Shlech Habeira. He said, "We've got Cheshed the cotton, so you're Potter. It's Garim the Garim. Ah, he's going to my case talk of Garim with Garmi. Ah, so he's talking not like I said before. Before I was talking about, I was saying the case is Garmi the Garmi, Garim the Garmi. He's talking about Medina Shemayim, the Grama is Chayim in Shemayim. What about Garim on a Garmi? This sounds like he's talking about Medina Shemayim.
In the
Ramban? I made a mouse about that also. I just seen the Ravid. That was the issue over here. So, Lav Dach, he's talking about, Garmi the Garmi with Shail of Chiyav, it could be Shail of being not the Shemayim. A Grama not Garmi. It doesn't make that much of a difference. Some of the same Shail of Garmi not Garmi, whatever. It's not the point. But I see the case, he's talking about a case of Chereshet Mekotten, which is only Grama. Yeah. He also says Maram Rutenberg. Says as well, Ruben Meshim and Borel Dina. How can they know Dina Garmi? Garim the Garim Lashkan the Chayiv. Why Garim the Garim Hava? Ryan Pekshu Zaydus. How come Moy they made the site to Bay the Kino the part of Chigarim the Garim who? So Meshachiak, the Garim the Garim Potter. So he quotes the Shach. The Shach says, "What's the svara? It's all if the shayla. What is din the garmi din the rabban? It's knas, or it's chay mikra din. He wants to say that since it's only knas, they weren't mechayiv even garim the garim. So it doesn't like that. It's mashmin if you hold that din the garmi is menatayra. Still, they're saying garim the garim is pater because they're scared of medam betar sugya. Yeah." Madam with our sugya, and our sugya is a shadow of the Raisa. So like this. The Emerson, so in the bottom of the Rajba over here, he's Mitzayin to Kveger. Kveger and Simon, Shulchan Aruch, and Cheshmish, and Simon Chav Ches. Kveg over there brings down Chuvis Masses Binyamin. Maybe it's not true as Masses Binyamin. Masses Moshe, sorry. True as Masses Moshe. That Masses Moshe says, brings down the Riaz and the Ben Yeruchim that hold that somebody who's not made, Rabbi two Aiden that aren't made, the Chayiv Daraisa. The Chayiv Daraisa. So, in other words, when the Gemara over there in Baba Kama, the Nunvav, when the Gemara says, Ilaim of Ishtayim, but the Raisa, in Mlayagim, and also have Aina. Right? It says, apparently, Mlayagim, and also have Aina. So, some Mishnayim learn, what does that mean? So doesn't mean that Yichayev Medina Adam, not Medina Shemayim. It means that this is an Isser. This Pashat is an Isser. So Mayel's Pashat is Chizachiv Medina Shemayim. That's what Rabbi Abram showed me that the Ramban later, the Ramban in the Dina Yom Gami Leia, later he said, V'day Yez Chaver, and it made it. Trey nami miftri dakshim gemara. A pot min yod chayv nir shemayim. I betray the raisi. I vlekshin. I betray a my pot min yodam. The Rabban learns when the gemara says pasha shal halim learn the gemara. Gemara says I betray the raisa. Mliagim nasa abaynai. So what does the gemara mean? The gemara is saying meli chayv im din yodam. Or is the gemara saying that it's pashit that there's an isra over here meli yichayv asday shemayim? So Rabban learns, the Gemara is saying, I'm not trying to say Yivad Yichayev, Yivad Yipatim Medina Yodam. You only Chayev Medina Shemayim. But saying, that's Pasha Yichayev Medina Shemayim by two Eidim. Le'agim Nasa Vainai. Yeah? Mashen Kain, the Riaz, he quotes Ben Yeruchim. Ben Yeruchim says, Ilayim Beitrei, the Raisahu V'chayev. That's he quotes Losh and Ben Yeruchim. Masses Moshe, the Raisu v'Chayiv, al b'chad potem dini adam v'chayiv dini shemayim, al mechiyud beitrei adini adam ka'amar. So Gemara's ilan beitrei with the Raisu. What's Gemara's kasha? The chayiv midini adam by the eitz chaver ben emayin by two, and the Riaz over there brings down the Shul Gemara brings down the Riaz. Chayv Hidusa Shachavei, right? Chayv Dinei, he wants to say, he says, he says that you can Mechayv Meshvua, that he wasn't Kaifer, because since, you know, you're being Tavei, afterwards you can make him like Shvua's Hesus. Yeah, that he was kaifer. But now, because it's tefiyas mamon, he owes you money. So then you have a tefi on him, and you can make him, and he's kaifer akol. Afterwards, after the whole story, you know, somewhere else is, you don't have this bezden. You mean to pay him that he was kaifer? He owes you money because he was kaifer neighbors. Yeah. So you make a shuas hesis. The Riaz says, why? Because you have a tefiyas mamon. So okay, the Masmar Shem wants to learn and see from him that it's not a chiyuv guys. So akapon of inishvi, we have Rabbi Yeruchim and Pashas Riaz as well. Kveig is mitzayin them. They hold that the chiyuv of that the yedeis chavei veni meid, right? Then the din is the chayiv mamon. It's chiyuv mamon. Pil playim, right? Maval arayim. The mamish psayidin nechvada. This forget about, you know, what's in get here, the garim. That same idea is awesome idea. That we're learning the sugya of carbon shvua. The mamish achiv mamon. Cool point. So may it like this. So the Ramban himself, this Rabbi Abram pointed out this morning in the Afka, Ramban himself is betz meramis to this teretz. Now, What these other Rishayim might hold? Menegeya, the fact that they're being medama, our sugya to the sugya of grama, If Argus Sugi says Garim the Garim is Potter on Shvua, then maybe they can take out from here the Garim is Potter by Dina Adam also. Because according to them, Karban Shvua is not just a shayla of Karban Shvua. The parasha of Shvua's Eidus, yeah, and the parasha of not being Mayid is a Mamanistic Inyan also. And the Rabban himself, speaks out at the end. Umayna leka, afilu b'kayvish edus gomer, afilu b'shnei edim. Right at the end of this piece, after he goes and trashes the sheet of the Ravid, that Grum the Grama is potter, because our sugi says there's no karma shul by Grum the Garim. After he says there's nothing to do with each other, he throws in the Umayna leka. There's no mammon by Kayvish Edusai. Right? So that itself is mashma in the Ramban, that if Lu Yitzur there was a Chiyuv mammon, then he would be okay with the Sheet of the Ravid. That if our Gemara says by Garim the Garim there's no Karban Shvua, then the Rishonim have a right and have the license to take out from our Sugya that there's no. Take out from our sugya that there's no chiyuv by garim the garim, right? So in other words, what's the pshat? So if these rishonim held that there's a chiyuv mammon, yeah. So then it could be the pshat is that. Why is there a chiyuv mammon? Because they hold, and this maybe shtikl merubas in Ramban, because the Ramban later on page Kupay Zayin in the green one, as Rebbe pointed out this morning, he says that the chiyuv edus is just the chiyuv edus. I think he learns the Gemara over there, Bab Kama, is just al gemilas chasadim. The chiyuv meyid. It's not a chiv. It's not a schus that I have to make you be meyid. You don't have a chiv to me to be meyid. There's a parash of edus. It's not mechayiv you that you have a chiv to me to be meyid, and I have a schus tvia on you to be meyid. Right? You have a mitzvah to be meyid. Yeah, it's mitzvah gemilas chasadim. The Ramban says. Yeah, it's mitzvah gemilas chasadim. Stam, you have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to be made. I need your edus. Okay, you should be made, right? Mamela, right? But so elamai. And if you're not, okay, say if you're not made, there's b'chayev karmen shvur. Yeah. But the chiyuv to meyid is not a schus that I have on you. A mammon is like a schus kil on you that you have a chiyuv to me. You have a chiyuv to me to be meyid. It could be these rishonim might hold that no. Pshat is that. That I have a schus on you, I have a schus tvi on you in Chosh Mishpat, that you have a chiv to meyid. And meyid, if you're not meyid, then you have to pay. Yeah? No, if it's tan gemilas chasadim, say I didn't do the mitzvah, right? I wasn't a good Samaritan today, yeah? I didn't walk the lady across the street, yeah? Okay, I'm not chayiv mammon because I wasn't a nice guy, yeah? Even when I'm a chiyuv to be nice, I don't mean nice guy, they don't have a chiyuv. I'm a chiyuv to be a nice guy. But if I didn't do it, I didn't do my chiyuv. Yeah? So I'm copping out extra chayiv. Yeah? But if your whole pshat is that Abba Tfi is mammon on you to be made, so then it could be that's mechayiv, that there should be chiyuv mammon also, if you don't. Mamela, so they hold that. The parish of Karban Shvua, yeah, the parish of Karban Shvua is Batsim connected to the Chiyuv Mammon. If there's no Chiyuv Mammon over here, that the man's saying, if there's no Chiyuv Mammon over here, then stam, you have a mitzvah to be made. And the Torah says, if you're not made, when you should have been made, you have to bring a Karban. It's a tenu parasha. It's a parasha of Karban Shvua. Yeah, the carbon shvuah has nothing to do with the mamon b'chlal. But if you hold like the Riaz perhaps, and certainly the Ben Yeruchim, there's a chiyav that by not being made, you have a chiyav mamon. The Raisa of Gemara says menasa avayna is a chiyav mamon. So could be there in the still memela that it's all one big parasha over here. There's the parasha of Anasa Avaynai, the Yichayiv Mammon. Yeah? And there's also, together with that, there's a Karban Shavua. Yeah? So Mela, there's a Mammonistic thing going on over here. We're not handling, you know, okay, you weren't a nice guy, and if you had been Karban. We're not handling your day over here. Yeah? We're handling Chayish Mishpat. The parish of Karban Shvuah is a parish of Chayish Mishpat, because him not being made is Mechayiv Mammon, yeah, because he was going to Hefsid, right? And so Mela, and there's also Karban. So it could be they understood that it's all one big parasha. It's all one big parasha of you not being Mechayim Yechiv to me, and Mela you being Chayiv Mammon for that, and a carbon. So Mela, Zogin the Rishayim, if we see in our sugya, that even according to Lazar Rabbi Shimon, that you chayiv a carbon by Grama, Dovah Grama Mammon, you chayiv a carbon, by Edistir, you chayiv a carbon, by Edikina, you're not chayiv a carbon, because Grama the Grama, try it as we see from here, that in Chayish Mishpat, in Dine Mammon, there's a difference between Grama and Grama the Grama. Because the parasha of Karban Shvuah is not just the parasha of Karban Shvuah. It's a parasha of Chayish Mishpat. It's a parasha of Hezek. It's a parasha of Hezek. The reason why Chayiv a Karban Shvuah is because you're Mazik me. Yeah? Not just because you weren't a nice guy and you caused me a hafsit. Yeah, Yichai, the Chiyuv Karban Shvuah is because you're mazik me, and yet we see that Grama Chayiv, Grama the Grama is Potter. Mela says, "Oh, if that's true, if I see there's no Karban Shvuah, the Mela I see there's even Gabe Dina the Garmi, Grama the Grama is Potter." And this batzem, so that could be a teretz for Rishayim. That's why they felt they had a right to Madama, the din of garim the garim to the sugya of the ar sugya of Karban Shvuah. And according to Rabbi Abraham's diuk in the Ramban, the batzem all this is batzem rumors in Ramban. The Ramban himself is merambas to this. The Ramban says it's not true. The Ramban took the pains after his whole Shukatayra, or middle of his whole Shukatayra, to tell me, you should know, by the way, that there's no Chiyuv Mammon. So Ramban's Merambis to this whole thing. Ramban's Merambis that Lu Yehei, that there was a Chiyuv Mammon by not being made, then he'd understand those Rishayim. So, okay, so Ma'aseh, once we have those, and so then the Oymek HaDavar would be that Pshat, because then it's all Parasha of Chayish Mishpat, it's all Parasha, it's part of the Parasha of Mazik, and Mele can learn out Dina the Garmi, Garim the Garim by Dina the Garmi from the Parasha of Karban Shvuah. That seems more right. Hakamaidim shekneg the chashan al shvuah. Hakamaidim beirecha der baba. Hakamaidim shekneg the chashan al shvuah. The chashan man ilim the chashan loiva. Lamimal v'yases is hadisli hamishtabana v'shakilna. Lamlay miyemer the mishtabana. Elgan shneim chashud. Amar chazan shvuah mechuyim ba. Chashan yachol shav mishali. What's going on over here? Says Rashi. Hagamoyde b'shvuos v'shekneg l'choshen al shvuah. Misha b'al dina l'choshen al shvuah. V'kayfer loy mamon Perecho yidei boy, hashbioi, zeh sheyed v'kafar shulchayiv, shezeh echad men hashboyim v'noitlim. Hemin perek kolon hashboyim, hilkoch. Ilu heyed. Oh, what's him? So, fine. So in that case, since the guy could swear, it was since the nitva is choshal shvua, so the taveh could swear. So by yubi meid, he could have gotten his money, and now he couldn't. So Gemara, one second. Who said you would have sworn? Lame, yame in the Mishtab. Look, Rash. How come I bid Rabba? Mashbeh Recho came, Meister Rabba, Dama Kaman Shuchayev, Kinfar Shvazel. Case in Asker Rabba, everyone knows the case, that he took the silver. He said, In Chatvi, he was mighty, he took it, but he said it was his. In Chatvi, Di Chatvi, Erecho Tsum, take it. So there we say, it's a case of Matav Shein Erecho Shal Mishalim, since he can't swear. So we'll see more exactly the bottom of it, but since he can't swear to Machash Deid, he can't swear that he didn't take it because his Maidi took it, Mela, that's the din of Mitaych. And Mela, an echad that would be made in such a case, is be made on Chiv Mam. Who's Chashid? If just the Leiv is Chashid, Miyayim and the Mishtabis. Vakati Gurin Lamamin Hu. Who the Hava? Rabbanim Pater. Says Rashi that what in the Gemara's Kasha Miyamar means that's only Garim Lamamim, because who said you wouldn't swear? Rabbanim Pater. This Rashi is the Gemara Shnagi, no?
Yeah.
Huh? Rashi is saying that me aim in the Mishtabis, right? Since you might not swear, who said you're going to swear? Right? The other guy's Choshed, right? Tell him, you're going to have the opportunity to swear and be Gaiva. Because the loiv is Choshed al Shvu, he can't take the Shvu Seir Echad, so the Mataveh is going to take it. Says Rashi, one second, me aim in the Mishtabis, who said he's going to swear? And therefore, since he might not swear, since it's a tzai, he might not swear, therefore it's Garim Lamamim, and therefore they're Rabbanan Pater. So Rashi's mashma, like we're saying the whole time, before you ask this question, Rashi's not giving Magash. This Rashi's mashma, that the reason why if they're Rabbanan, you're Pater by Garim Lamamim, is because maybe it might not happen. That's why there's no Karim Shvua by Garim Lamamim. It's mashma this Rashi. Dama Maral, come on. So Rashi is saying that the guy is chayav a shvua, that's him, the chiv on him is either to swear or pay. Hilkoch, Hamashbiya Erechod, Haidea Bidavar, the Kafar, Chayev Eid, the Karban Shvua, Shemhaid, Nishayev Aloy Vishvua, Venkan Shvua, Machashashneim Chashudim, El Tashlumen. So this Rashi sounds like that Batsman, the Yisoid of that Batsman, every Chayev Shvua, may I ask a little bit of the Chayev we discussed yesterday. The chiv, maybe it's a little different connection. That Rashi sounds like that Not like the tzad we discussed yesterday. That's the more erech is only mechayev shvua nervos. If you don't want to swear, then you have to pay money. Yeah. If you don't want to swear, you have to pay money. But that's you have a chayev shvua, right? So if you don't want to swear, then you have to give something. You have to in order not to have to swear. If you don't want to swear, in order not to swear, you have to pay money. Then you won't have to swear. But that's you have a chayev shvua, right? Rashi, at least. We're going now to Mandamar Mitaych, yeah. So it could be the Chakir yesterday was saying maybe that's good for Machlekes, whether you say Mitaych or not. But upon him, in the Mandamar Mitaych, it seems to be very clear in Rashi, at least in that Mandamar, that the side of the Chiv Shvua is not just a Pshat of Chiv Shvua. Right? And if you don't want to swear, okay, so you're not being kind to Chiv Shvua, so you have to pay. You could avoid your Chiv Shvua by paying. Rashi says no. Rashi says no. The chiyuv of shvua is either swear or pay. That's the chiyuv of shvua. It's not just time we have a chiyuv, you have to love his diet, you have to give him something. Try to say you have a chiyuv, either swear or pay. That's your chiyuv. Memela, in ba'ifin, that even though you're an einus and you can't swear, still you have to pay because that's your chiyuv. You can't say no. I'm understanding in Rashi that. If the chiyuv was just to swear, if you can't swear, okay, you have to give. You know, if you don't want to swear, you have to pay. You have to somehow. You're trying to avoid the shvua. Let's say I'm an onus and I can't swear. Say, so what am I supposed to do? I can't swear. Okay. I'm supposed to give the guy a shvua. I can't. I can't swear. I'm chashed. I want to swear. You're not letting me swear. I'm chashed. Right. So why am I chayiv mamon? B'shneim chashedim. Teretz is because the shvua is mechayiv either swear or pay. The meila ba'ifin they can't swear, you have to pay because the matzav of the shvua, the erecha, whatever shvua is mechayiv you either swear or pay. So meila, even though you're an einus on the swearing, still it doesn't part you paying. You don't have a chiyuv to pay.
Because of the other guy, you're swearing. He's not letting you swear.